Hi there, my name is John, and I'm going to be your host for today's story. Make sure your ears are open, because it's going to get more interesting. On Saturday, September 13, 2149, the day of the selection of the 74 Hunger Games, Katniss Everdeen getting ready for the selection of each district to fight in the arena, alongside her sister, Primrose. At 2:30, Primrose gets selected to be in the Hunger Games, so Katniss volunteers alongside with a boy named Peeta Murlock. While the video is playing on the big screen, suddenly Katniss looks at the sky and sees a ship falling in the air, crashing down like a meteor. Peeta saying, "Holy shit, everyone, run!" Everyone tries to run away, because people think it might be aliens. Katniss decides to run towards the ship, running in the forest, and finally she arrives. Suddenly, a door opens and Katniss sees humans! Katniss is surprised and speechless and doesn't know what to say. Finally, Chancellor Jaha, alongside with Chancellor Kane and Clark, says to Katniss, "May you guys please help us?" Katniss calls help from District 12 and calls her mom to help all these people. The mother was surprised and she reacted as fast as she can to help all these people. Katniss is worried about everybody, but
Clark says they'll be fine. Katniss says, "I'm worried that all the capital will kill them all or force them to be in the 74th Hunger Games."
Clark calls Chancellor Kane and Katniss tells them about the Hunger Games.
Clark is angry. She's like, "You guys should fight back. Slavery is not good to these people, poor people. Katniss responds saying, "We can't fight back. We don't have weapons."
Chancellor Kane smiling and he asks to these people, "Do these people have a king?"
"Yes," Katniss responds, "but he is very strong and guarded in the city of Panem."
Chancellor Kane calls up his army and his guns and said we need to kill this person. Katniss and Clark did not agree to kill him, just to make him suffer, but every single district wants revenge against him. Suddenly, a dropship comes in and picks up Katniss and Peeta, everybody trying to protect them, but they're too strong. At 7:30, Katniss and Peeta are in prison in Panem Castle. Alongside, Katniss sees her father. Her father is surprised to see Katniss crying, but the father is said, "I'm sorry I wasn't there for you. I was trapped from the king because they wanted you to participate in the Hunger Games, but I refused, so yeah, I volunteered for you."
Katniss says, "It's okay, Dad. We need to get you out of here."
Suddenly, a guard comes in near the cell and tells him, "You have 15 minutes before you get executed." Meanwhile, Peeta tries to steal the keys, which he successfully got it. Chancellor Kane preparing to place the sniper on the head of the King of Panem. A man named Bellamy Blake volunteers to snipe him. One of the best snipers which everybody trusts. Peeta is finally free and trying to open Katniss's father's cell. When he opens up the cell, Katniss goes to hug her father with happiness. Peeta finds a secret door and tells them to run as fast as they can, which leads outside of the castle. They run away as fast as they can, and finally they meet up with Bellamy, who's about to shoot the king from the window. 10 seconds later, we hear a heavy gunshot from distance. You could see the blood all over the wall. 3 years after, Chancellor Kane becomes a king and makes the city happier and saves everybody from him. The end. If you like this kind of story, you guys should subscribe to our channel. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye. Have a fabulous day.